Time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Lily Defo
and Baba Otu.
In the headlines, President Mahama reiterates need for global collaboration to curb terrorist attacks. President of Coca-Cola International, Ahmed Bozer, commends Ghana's economic growth. PURC says increase in utility tariffs have been gazetted and cannot be reversed. And UN concerned about widespread torture in Libyan prisons. First, a summary with Baba Otu.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel, and more.
President John Mahama has stated that the recent terrorist attacks need global partnerships to deal with them. According to him, no country can claim to be safe from these attacks. What is needed is adequately resourcing the security agencies to be ready at all times. And as president, he says, that is one of his major assignments. President Mahama was responding to a question on how prepared Ghana is in the unlikely event of a terrorist attack when he met the Ghanaian community in Atlanta, Georgia.
Terrorism is a phenomenon that needs global partnership to deal with. And so no one country is safe by itself from international terrorism. And so we need to create the kinds of global partnership that secure our countries from a scourge of terrorism. And so in West Africa, we're doing our bit. We're linking up to the rest of the world. But in West Africa, we've passed a protocol that creates a framework for us to, as West African countries, collaborate in sharing intelligence, in assisting each other to fight the scourge of terrorism. But certainly, while we work, we think globally in terms of international partnerships, we must do our own bit within our countries to ensure that our territories are safe. I believe in our armed forces and our security services to be able to protect us, but we must not rest on our oars. It means that we must improve logistics and resources for them. We must improve training for circumstances like happened in Kenya, and make sure that terrorism, one, does not enter into our borders, and two, if it does, that we are able to deal with the terrorist threat in a decisive and timely manner. And so as president of the country, I'm going to do my best to ensure that we do everything possible to protect the people of Ghana from the terrorist threat.
President Mahama speaking in Atlanta, Georgia. Meanwhile, the diaspora desk at the Foreign Affairs Ministry is to be elevated into a bureau. The move is to widen its operations by carrying a database exercise of Ghanaians in the diaspora and offering assistance in any form. President Mahama announced this at a meeting with the Ghanaian community in Atlanta, Georgia.
The president of Coca-Cola International, Ahmed Bozer, has lauded Ghana's soaring economic growth, saying it is remarkable. He described Ghana as a country not only thriving on its natural resources, but rapidly transitioning to a hub of manufacturing of high-tech products. Mr. Bozer was speaking at a breakfast round table with President Mahama at the headquarters of the Coca-Cola Company in Atlanta, Georgia, USA. President Mahama said Ghana is to open to public-private partnerships, and the vision of his government is to make Ghana a hub for investment in Africa. A report by Pascaline Adadevo.
Coca-Cola Company has huge investments in Ghana and has assisted in many areas including education, health and water. The breakfast meeting brought together chief executive officers of major corporations in Atlanta. Even though President Mahama had the onerous responsibility to be the salesman of his product Ghana, President of Coca-Cola International, Ahmed Bozer, took up the task. Mr. Bozer commended Ghana's long-term vision of nurturing sustainable policies and programs that will inure to the mutual benefit of its citizens.
And we've been in Ghana since 1956. We have witnessed an incredible evolution during this time. You know, Ghana is not only the fastest growing economy in Africa, it's among the top 7 fastest growing countries in the world. And this has been going consistently. Beacons of light of good governance in the continent, which is so important. And Ghana is leading in that effort. And many countries in Africa are talking about how successful Ghana is in transitioning to democracy, free press. We see great quality of talent, great labor workforce that all add to the great assets of Ghana. Now, if you add to all of this that there is a great focus on sustainable energy, sustainable agriculture, alternative energy in Ghana, that just tells you how long-term minded Ghana administration is in terms of their growth.
Like it's always done, President Mahama sells Ghana's brand of peace, secure and stable environment to the business community in Atlanta. He said this year alone recorded an inward transfer of $3 billion in investments, and so Ghana is open up for business.
After what we've been through, we appreciate living in peace, under the rule of law, respect for human rights, and I guess that's the brand Ghana sells, you know, to the rest of the world, and it attracts investors who want a platform in Africa to reach out to other parts of the continent. And so we're seeing many companies coming and establishing their West African regional offices in Ghana, and many investors are coming and starting to look at the African continent from Ghana. And that's the kind of brand we want to promote, create Ghana as a hub so that the spokes spread out across the continent.
President Mahama said government alone cannot leverage all the finances to develop the different sectors of the economy, and so just as was done in the telecom sector, the country is ready for partnership in the mining, agri and energy sectors. In the pipeline is a policy to ensure that Coca-Cola and other beverage companies use Ghana's local fruits and vegetables for their beverages and syrups.
Ghana has a comparative advantage for energy production. With the discovery of gas we've made offshore, Ghana has the opportunity to become a hub for energy production for the rest of West Africa. And we're working on that with the government of the United States through a new compact that we've signed. There is also the Power Africa initiative that was announced by President Obama, and Ghana is participating actively in that. And then in agriculture and agro-processing, we have the Feed the Future initiative, which is also an American initiative, and Ghana is working closely in partnership with America to create food security, not only in Ghana, but in the whole of Africa. We have the Investment Promotion Center, which is responsible for handling investment, and so any of you interested in looking to invest in Africa using Ghana as a hub can take a contact. We have a lot of attractive incentives. It includes tax rebates and other incentives for investing in Ghana.
President Mahama also visited the headquarters of CNN International, where he featured in a number of interviews and an interactive session with a cross-section of the staff.
Pascaline Adadivo reporting.
Former President John Edekum Kufo has returned home from New York, where he attended side meetings of the 68th General Assembly of the United Nations. The former president, in his capacity as chairman of the UN-affiliated Sanitation and Water for All, SWA, held stakeholder meetings on water, sanitation, hygiene, wash and nutrition. The President of Liberia, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, Deputy General Secretary of the United Nations, Ian Eliasson, and Chief Executive Officer of Unilever International, Paul Pullman, among others, attended the meeting. A statement signed by President Kufuor spokesperson, Frankie Jakum, said among the bilateral partners at the meeting was Rob Swartbol, Director General for International Cooperation of the Netherlands, who announced an increase of $1 billion in his country's budget towards meeting the goals of wash and nutrition. The meeting noted that water is life and sanitation is dignity, and urged governments to increase funding in these areas for the benefits of humanity.
The Regional Development Forum for Africa, which is to serve as a preparatory meeting for the International Telecom Union, ITU, World Telecommunications Development Conference, slated for 2014 in Egypt, has opened in Accra. Participants from other African countries will discuss cyber security, how to create a safer cyber space, and regulatory government systems in Africa. Speaking at the opening, the Minister of Communications, Dr. Edward Omane Boama, asked participants to build consensus and present a common voice at the conference next year. He said this is the only way to be an equal player in setting the global agenda for the International Telecommunication Union. Naomi Cumming has filed this report.
According to Dr. Omane Boama, the agricultural revolution bypassed Africa. So did the industrial revolution. Therefore, Africa must not let the story of information technology be the same. He said Africa must strive to develop despite the challenges faced within the continents of development and the demands of globalization.
The potential for development in this age is heightened in us. Africa remains resilient. Our spirit remains strong as we strive to develop despite the challenges we face as Africans within the context of our developmental handicaps. Our destinies are intrinsically linked. Through which means did you receive the news regarding the Nairobi Westgate Mall attacks? Mine was via the power of the internet. As depressing as this story is, it buttresses the fact that ICTs play a vital role in disaster prevention and management, whilst spurring development in all aspects of our human endeavors.
Dr. Omane Boama said Africa's attainment of the MDGs will be a mirage if ICT is not utilized and harnessed appropriately. A senior presidential advisor and chairman of the National Development Planning Committee, PD Obeng, stated that bold steps should be taken to make ICT available at every stage to ensure that the youth take up lead roles in the development of the continent.
The information technology revolution is a platform that Africa must participate as an equal partner with the rest of the world. The opportunities that the revolution brings must be shared equitably while we build the necessary partnership among stakeholders. The requirement for us in Africa is to put our people first in the center of the revolution and strive to improve their living conditions. To make this realizable requires massive investment in broadband infrastructure to provide a platform upon which we can deploy applications in governance, education, health, commerce throughout the country for the benefit of our people. We therefore need to take bold steps to provide ICT skills at every and very early stages of our school system and ensure that the youth will grow up with a technology mindset and imbibe innovation and adventuring attitudes, play front row positions in the forward march to our economic emancipation.
He said a theme for the forum, ICT for Development and Empowerment of Africa, should not awaken broadband alone, but also have a positive effect on citizens.
Naomi Komi reporting.
The PURC says it cannot reverse the increment in utility tariffs. The commission says it has already gazetted the increases, hence it has become law. The Director of Public Relations and External Affairs of the PURC, Nana Yajantua, told George Asikri that the new tariffs are necessary for the sustainability of electricity and water for the consuming public.
Because that said, it is done our work. And we see, based on the revenue requirements that the utility service providers, especially VRA and ECG grid, could need to work. This is what they can get. Even what they are getting is O&M, operations and maintenance. We are not even talking about profit, because you see, the calculation is not like you just a calculation and you just reduce it. The amount we are talking about, the percentage, is representing a certain requirement that the utility service providers need. Besides, we have a rep of TUC on our board, and everything that we do is expected that they should be aware and bring us feedback.
So are you telling us that the TUC and other bodies are fully aware of the processes?
No, but what I'm... Of course, because the utility service providers even did the presentation on proposal, but I don't even want to go in there. When you do the tariff, it's a revenue requirement issue. The money that we are going to pay to the utility service providers are going to allow them to get a certain revenue requirement that would enable them to do what they have to do.
Director of Public Relations and External Affairs of the PURC, Nana Iyajantua, talking to George Asikri.
The National Petroleum Authority has again increased the price of premise fuel. A litre is now going for about 98 pesos, which puts the price up by almost 23%. However, some fishermen Radio Ghana spoke to are not aware of the increment and therefore pleaded with government to allow the commodity to stay at its current price, since any increase will have a major effect on their business.
I'm a few of business that
when you go and buy the premium fuel, sometimes they give you less than the quantity you expect. We are not even aware of the increase. We are therefore pleading with the authorities to do something about the situation, because it will affect our business.
We don't get fish these days, so if they increase the price, we won't be able to afford it. And since we don't get fish, the fuel is then wasted, and therefore no profit is made. So if it is increased, it will affect us terribly. The premix comes monthly, sometimes in 3 months, and when it comes, they feel reluctant to sell it to us. They rather sell it in large quantities to other people who use it for business elsewhere. We are pleading with government to do something about the price increase. Government should also check fair trawling, because they contribute to us not getting fish these days.
What
The premium sure is too expensive. Our job has become difficult. So if they increase the price again, we would not be able to afford. Therefore, if this continues, we will not have any other option than to continue in it. Even these days, we grow for fishing, we get less.
Those were fishermen sharing their views on the increment of premise fuel.
Workers at the Kumasi depot of the bulk oil storage and transportation BOST have started a sit-down strike to demand the dissolution of the board of directors of the company and subsequently changes in the management team for the efficient and effective running of the company. BOST is the only supplier of some petroleum products to the oil marketing companies in the Ashanti and Bunuafu regions.
This news comes to you from Radio Ghana Accra, the major stories. President Mahama reiterates need for global collaboration to curb terrorist attacks. President of Coca-Cola International Ahmed Boza commends Ghana's economic growth. PULC says increase in utility tariffs have been gazetted and cannot be reversed. And UN concerned about widespread torture in Libyan prisons. We are back after this break.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel, and more.
Welcome back. The British Council has launched its 70th anniversary in Accra with a pledge to expand its operations to benefit more Ghanaians. The month-long celebration on the theme, Breaking Barrier, Connecting People, will advance cooperation between the UK and Ghana through culture. The director of the British Council, Moses Anibaba, said the council, established in 1943, has acted as a promotion part in thriving careers of many Ghanaians home and abroad. He said the council has also created innovative programs and projects to suit the growing needs of their target audience. Mr. Anibaba said the theme for the celebration is designed to enhance the council's strategic vision of creating opportunities for the youth with a focus on the UK and Ghana. We bring you a Newsdex report.
Mr. Anibaba said through flagship educational programs such as the Challenge Reality Show, young graduates have benefited from postgraduate studies in the UK. The director said through various courses, the British Council could nurture long-term relationships to help people and nations thrive together for development. Mr. Anibaba said, over the years, they have positively made a difference in Ghana and the lives of millions of people they have engaged with. He said, the council will continue to provide training and development opportunities to young professionals and emerging leaders in every sector of the economy. The director said, every year, more than 6,000 Ghanaians achieve professional and academic qualification of international standard through the examination services. He gave the assurance that the council will form partnership with the private sector and government agencies to provide quality service to Ghanaians for national development. As part of the celebration, the council will hold a number of activities, including series of public lectures, an awards night, a musical concert, and a cocktail dinner.
That was a Newsdex report.
Parents of students who complete basic junior high schools and are unable to make it to the senior high schools because of failure in the core subject are expressing frustration about the future of their wards. These children do not have the opportunity to research as it pertained when the O and A level systems was operating. When Radio Ghana spoke to the executive secretary of the Coalition of Parents and Private Student, Dr. Simon Bene, on what the coalition intends to do about the issue, he said the coalition is sending a memo to the Ministry of Education to reconsider the situation, else it could become a national security problem.
In fact, this thing has come to our notice long ago, and we've been discussing and thinking how it could be solved. Because what we have noticed is that some of these students who fail the core subjects, it isn't because they are not intelligent. Because most of these things happen to students from the rural areas. Some of the rural schools do not have teachers in these subjects that they fail. Therefore, it would be very, very unfair that such a student, through no fault of his or hers, should fail a subject because there are no teachers to that subject. And he hasn't got the opportunity to rewrite. So we are even thinking of sending memo to Ministry of Education and GES to see the way forward. Because we think that they must look at the whole issue with a holistic approach and know that these children, it isn't that they are stopping, but it is our developmental situation that is leading to that. So we humbly appeal to Minister of Education and DES to try and come up with a modality that will at least allow these children, because some of them are brilliant. They fail because they don't have teachers in those subjects.
On those who are selected to enter technical and vocational institutions, Dr. Gbene asks the educational authorities to ensure that guidance and counseling is intensified for them. Reacting to the concerns, the Deputy Director in charge of public affairs of the Ministry of Education, Paul Kwampa, said all the concerns will be addressed as soon as possible. The head of local government service, Dr. Callistus Mahama, says it is not true that some district assemblies, especially those in the northern part of the country, are shutting down due to non-payment of the district assembly's common fund for the first quarter of this year. He told Radio Ghana's Agatha Samoa on Behind the News that the last quarter of last year's common fund was released to the assembly during the first quarter of this year. He said the way the system operates makes it impossible for the first quarter funds to be released to the assemblies in the first quarter of every year.
UN investigators say torture is widespread in Libyan jails and have recorded 27 deaths. In a report, the office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights and the UN Support Mission in Libya said torture is most frequent immediately upon arrest and during the first days of interrogation as a means to extract confessions or other information. It says about 8,000 detainees jailed since the 8-month civil war in 2011 that toppled Colonel Gaddafi's regime are held without due process. The report adds that detainees are usually held without access to lawyers. We take a short break.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more.
Welcome back. Italy's parliament is due to hold a vote of confidence in the governing coalition with an attempt to topple Prime Minister Enrico Letta appearing to falter. The vote was called after Silvio Berlusconi ordered ministers in his center-right People of Freedom Party, PDL, to leave the government. But on the eve of the vote, leading PDL figures defied him, saying they would back Mr. Letta. Mr. Letta has rejected the resignations of the five PDL ministers. Mr. Berlusconi, a former prime minister, has accused Mr. Letta of allowing his political assassination through judicial means, a reference to his criminal conviction for tax fraud in August.
The Office of the Administrator of Stolen Lands has been sidelined in the disbursement of compensation offered stolen lands acquired for projects, although the office is mandated by the Constitution to disburse revenue from stolen lands. This was because the Attorney General's Department, by a letter in 2008, empowered the Lands Valuation Division of the Lands Commission to do the disbursement. The Administrator of Stolen Lands, AC Bobobi, said this when she appeared yesterday before the Judgment Commission to brief it on the role the Office of Stolen Lands plays in the disbursement of compensation on stolen lands. We bring you Ernest Obiyemi's report.
The Administrator of Stolen Lands, Christina AC Bobobi, briefed the Commission on the role her office plays in the disbursement of stolen lands revenue. She said her office is inundated by the Constitution to collect and disburse stolen lands to beneficiaries. However, Mrs. Bobobi said in the payment of compensation on some stolen lands, the office is sidelined. The reason is that the Attorney General's Department has written a letter to empower the Lands Valuation Division of the Lands Commission to handle the disbursement.
Your Lordship, let me refer to one letter that in reference to the subpoena we found from the Attorney General's office was in response to an inquiry by the Lands Valuation Division on compensation payments, seeking to find out the role of the administrator in payment of compensation. And I can give this one to you. And the Attorney General wrote to the Executive Secretary of the Land Valuation Board, which the Land Valuation Board uses as a mandate to disperse Sudan's revenue outside the constitutional provision. My Lord, it means that the land valuation division knows that there is data to come in disbursement of stolen revenue. But for one reason or the other, this was not even copied to us. And this correspondence went on between the land valuation division and the attorney general.
That was the administrator of Stolen's ACBBA ending that report by Ernest Obieni.
Not when the news turning points again. President Mahama has called for a global partnership to fight terrorism as no country can claim to be safe from terrorist attacks. President Mahama was responding to a question on how prepared Ghana is in the unlikely event of a terrorist attack when he met the Ghanaian community in Atlanta, Georgia. The president of Coca-Cola International, Ahmed Boza, has lauded Ghana's soaring economic growth as remarkable, describing Ghana as a country not only thriving on its natural resources, but also rapidly transitioning into a hub of manufacturing of high-tech products. And the PURC has ruled out the likelihood of any reduction in new utility tariffs, which took effect yesterday. The commission said it has already gazetted the increases and it has become law. The Director of Public Relations and External Affairs of the PURC, Nanaya Janzwa, said this in an interview with Radio Ghana. That ends the news from Radio Ghana.